Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We call it the Psalm of David. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome, want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. And we are a circle of friends. This is our power of prayer. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of the Pastor Darlene Bunnages, a wonderful woman of God. More or less, she's Meemaw this week and last week. Amen. But we're here on this here Thursday morning, the 28th day of October. Hallelujah to God. A day or so more, we'll be out of this here, out of this here month. Hallelujah to God. It'll be two more months. And it'll be at Christmas time, you know, this about a great celebration time to be here. And we thank God. We want to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We want to just get into this here today and worship God. Hallelujah to God. It's been a very trying time, and things have came. And we just want to worship God, and then we go right into the broadcast. Just give God the first fruits of our lips this morning. Hallelujah to God. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about, lift up holy hands and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and trade on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the changing one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. Well, good morning, everyone. We just want to give God praise. I'm Apostle Horsley. Want to give thanks to God. News last night, I talked to Pastor Darlene, hallelujah to God, and holding up in prayer. Been up all night long reflecting on the Lord and the miracles that God worked. Just want to give God praise, the honor, and glory, hallelujah to God, because we serve an awesome God. And the thing about it is, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Had the opportunity to speak with people. They call me at night. Sometimes they call me at night because I be going distance. Sometimes I have time to just begin to talk and about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a person that needs healing. And a lot of times we don't realize that we are serving a powerful God that takes us through, and a God that delivers us. Hallelujah to God. Lord, get you excited here. Feel the power of the Holy Ghost moving. We serve a God that commands us to be strong and of a good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. We serve a God that when we worship him and praise him, he brings us through every situation. Hallelujah to God. Begin to talk about the gospel, and they wanted to know some of the things that you go through. And we just happened to get off into the struggling part of the gospel, and God gives you a call and an anointing, and he gives you a platform, hallelujah to God, and he gets you that platform there. But a lot of times, I think sometimes it hinders our receiving process, not realizing that we're serving a strong God. And when I begin to tell them how people were in the gospel and the people that I ran out here because God gave me the highways and the hedges ministry, they sort of saw a different side of the gospel, how God have you in situations. Some things be like parable, like walking on the road, like the man that Jesus spoke about that went down to Damascus or Jerusalem on the road there, and he fell upon thieves, hallelujah to God. It was a trying time, and sometimes we have to travel roads that are rough sometimes. So it's important that we stay in prayer and in fellowship, hallelujah to God. Praying, and I admire and thank God for Pastor Darlene and the strength and her commitment to serving God and her firm grip, and where her anchor is anchored in Jesus, that these turbulence that come up to shake your life, hallelujah to God. But then when it comes time, in the morning time, when you get up and you have to just start dancing over every situation and casting all your cares upon God, hallelujah to God, because he cares for you. She comes to the radio station and to it, and just gone forth in the name of Jesus, casting every care, fear, and doubt. You know, she's right there in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down every vain imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and that's his word. And his word said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, even until the end of the world. She's always, like Timothy said, what Paul encouraged Timothy to do, she's always nourishing up the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you begin to tell people that some situations that the saints of God go through for Christ, even in this day and time, we have people that are mortal still yet to this present day for Christ, hallelujah, God. And then you have to have those, all those that just close their mouth and be up north sometimes and get bitterly cold. and you have to close your mouth and hum, keep your mouth closed, and smoke be coming out of your body, hallelujah, God, and you're shivering, your teeth started chattering when I come up. But we're just that determined to stand on the promise of God, hallelujah, God. Giving God praise for Pastor Darling and the daughter, hallelujah, God, that we that she's doing well and things are not as bad as it sounded and all the things that the adversary tried to complain to it, but we just thank God. We're going to go on with the broadcast. My wife should be here. She's going to give the scripture today. And we want you to, if you're not praising the Lord or giving your name or giving a testimony, that you keep your phone mute and check the background noise. Make sure that's you, because we're going before the Lord in this hour of power, yes, prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's a song there. We're going to sing, and then the wife will be take the broadcast and he goes, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ our Savior, standing, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. Eternal ages, let his praises ring. Say glory in the highest. I will shout and sing. We're standing on the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise him. So you do the scripture of the week, and we're going to,
yes,
be mindful of the time. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Go forth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Special prayers,
yes,
needed. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
For her mm-hmm. daughter that's, that when she come home, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And we just thank,
yes,
God. I just, hallelujah, I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost. He's just great. Hallelujah to God. You just have,
yes,
to worship him. I'm going to let the light go.
Yes.
This song, this on me, you know. You are
mm-hmm.
great.
Yes,
you,
yes,
do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You do miracles so great.
So great.
You deserve the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And the
honor.
We lift our hands in total praise to you. Thank you,
oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is great.
Lord. Oh, yes.
There is no one else
like you.
There is no one else.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord, everyone, especially to our Pastor Darling Bundage. We want you to know we love you, and we are praying, hallelujah. We are all touching and agreeing. We are touching the hem of Jesus' garment, hallelujah, on behalf, oh God, of Jamila, hallelujah. We know that God, hallelujah, is her healer, hallelujah. And we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we are calling those things that may be not, but as though they were. Hallelujah. We thank God for her healing. We decree it. We declare it. and we are sending a healing word her way. And we've been sending the word of healing to Jamila's body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And we are in great expectation of a praise report to the glory and to the honor of God. I'll be reading Psalms, the 145th division of Psalms. In your hearing, we thank God for our pastor, Darlene, and for all the wonderful saints of the Most High God who has gathered here for another hour of power and prayer and praise unto our God, who's so worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy, as the songwriter wrote the song. Our God is worthy of every praise. Every praise is to our God. Psalms 145, and I'm going to read 17 to 20. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all of his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. And I think it's just so powerful in this particular division of Psalms where David brings out the point so beautifully that we have to call upon him when we are praying in truth, which means our heart must be full of faith. Our heart must be pure. Our heart must be full of the Word and the Holy Spirit. You know, the Word of God says, without faith, you all, we cannot please God. So anytime we pray, hallelujah, anytime we call on him, we're going to call on him in faith, knowing that our God hears us when we pray. The Word of God says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, hallelujah, availeth much. The Word of God gives to know, it says in the book of Psalms, it says, this poor man cried out. God heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Glory be to God. Saints of God, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. I believe that Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it's the Lord that delivers us out of them all. It's so important that when we pray in faith, knowing that we serve a prayer, hearing and answering God. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for our God? No. Our God is the God of all flesh. And when we come to God in truth, hallelujah, the Lord will give us the desires of our heart. Praise the Lord. I like what the Word of God says in Mark 11:24. It says, therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So we got to believe we receive when we pray. That's the kind of God we serve, a loving God, a faithful God, a merciful God, a God of, that's grace, that's full of grace and mercy. Glory be to God. The Lord lets us know that when we are weak, then his grace is upon us. His grace is sufficient, y'all, to carry us through our todays, our yesterdays, and forever. God's grace is able. Hallelujah. We thank God for his healing grace this morning, his saving grace, his deliverance grace. Whatever you need, God got it this morning. You all just believe God. Praise the Lord. This time I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Horsley. God bless you, Elder. Elder Horsley? Okay. Well, right now, saints of the Most High God, let's just join in together and let's just give God some praise for what not only he's done, but for what he's yet getting ready to do. Let's come in and let's with one voice, let's praise the Lord some this morning. Let's give him the praise, honor, and the glory. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. And then we'll take the prayer request. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, for what you're doing right now and for what you've already done.
The things that you're doing and the things that you want to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you said faith is the substance of your Jesus. Lord, and the evidence of things not seen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors.
Our friends,
in the name of Jesus, for we stand upon them. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your good and your name. Thank you for your born angels fighting our battles in the heavens.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Worthy
is the
that there be peace. Thank you, Lord, in our minds and peace in our bellies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We stand faithful to you according to your name. Thank you that you
worthy
keep our hands to war.
Hallelujah.
And I feel
that
you
take us away from the sins of the world.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
today.
We
my
give
God,
you
thank
praise,
you, Lord,
Lord,
that we commend
we
the commander
you.
Of our day today, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy and I pray your name will be holy in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Give you praise.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
We give you the glory for all that you've already done.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you for your magnificence, oh God, each and every day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. There's no failure in you, oh, God. There is no failure in you, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of like you, Father.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. My God, my God.
We welcome you into our homes and say, yes, Holy Spirit,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your anointing saturate us, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for our family, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation, healing, and deliverance, Father. In the name of
Jesus. Thank you,
Father. Open our eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Open our eyes and our ears to hear and our minds to hear.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Glory to
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for your word. Thank you for your word.
Glory to Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you in advance. We thank you, God. We can
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that we come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're the bread of heaven, God. Bread of heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus, God. We praise your holy and righteous name, God, because you're so beautiful, God. You're so wonderful, God. All together, lovely, all together, wonderful. Oh, yes, Lord. My God, my God. Thank you for the rain of your presence, oh God. Thank you for the former and the latter rain, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you open a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, oh God. Hallelujah. You're doing a new thing, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that new thing you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And we believe, God. We speak it, God. We know you, God. We pray that we will thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing right now, God, that you give us faith, oh God, more faith, oh God. Faith is the grain of mustard seed, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we can move a mountain out of the way. Thank you, Lord, that we lay fire today. Oh,
yes,
good things, oh, name, God. Thank you that there is nothing
in the
heart with you, oh God. Nothing too hard for you.
Thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to change. We're going to put this in the hands of Pastor Dolly. She can have a few words. I've seen that a lot of people have called in and conveyed their prayers and they support. Hallelujah to God. Want to encourage you, you know, as we get ready to go into it, we got one more day and we got tomorrow, and even over the weekend and next week, and that we hold up Pastor Dolly's hand and get under her and hold up like we did for Moses in the wilderness. In the valley of what was one of Amalek when he had the war, and when his hands went down, the adversary prevailed, but when he held his hand up, then Israel prevailed. We want to hold our hands up because she's standing down. Hallelujah to God. And we're going, and she's going through right now. This is just another mountain to climb, you know. And we want to hear, we want God to just have his way. We want to cover her in support and let him know that we are undergirding and holding up her hands. We're going to hold up until this thing is completely resolved, and we have the victory, total victory. That's what we have in Jesus' name. We hear from Pastor Dolly now that we go on with the stuff we have to do there. There we go. Pastor Dolly.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland. We appreciate the songs and the word that came forth this morning, and we will continue to stand on the promises of God. I mean, those very wonderful songs that you shared this morning, and I do want to say thanks, everyone, for praying for Jamila and Ben. Jamila's the one who got hurt, but her husband is there in Costa Rica with her, so they will be leaving this morning. Thank God for making a way for them to be transported, because she has to stay on her back. She cannot sit in a regular seat on a plane, so they have to have a plane where she can lay in a bed. So that's a special situation there. And when she was talking to me early on when this thing happened, and she was telling me just how bad it was and how God just protected her, where he allowed her to still be able to walk, because she could have been paralyzed. She broke a vertebrae in her spine, but it's fixable. So she's coming back to the States, and she's going over to Grady. That's supposed to be a really good hospital for trauma repair. So I thank you all, and we just want to pray that as they travel this morning, they leave around noon, actually, so around noon to get here about 5:30, that they will be protected as they travel. So that is my request for this morning. And I did get, you know, when she was explaining to me what happened, it made me feel really, really bad, you know, down deep in my soul. But then, you know, the prayers, you know, just asking for prayer and just saying a prayer and just thanking God for what he did in protecting her in the midst of the situation just kept me from being depressed, you know, or down, you know. There are times when things can get to you because we are human, but we still have God. And so in the midst of this situation, I've just been praising God and thanking him for what he is doing. A lot of times things, you know, we don't know why things happen. Even when I broke my wrist a couple of years ago, it's like I used to roller skate, and I skated for maybe 40, 45, 50 years, and went skating one day, fell down and cracked my wrist. It's like I've been skating all this time, but all of that helps us to point our faces to God. All the things that happen in our lives helps us to know that God is there. He's the healer. He's the one who can help us. So, you know, sometimes we do need the doctor to repair some things, like the bone in my wrist. They had to go in and put something in there to make it stay together. And then my daughter, they're going to have to go in there and repair the crack in the spine. So, you know, we are just grateful for what God is doing, and thank you. I really appreciate all the prayers. You know, we pray one for another, but this is my turn. This is my turn to say thank you and to show my appreciation for what you're doing for my family. So we just want to just keep the prayers going, and I love each and every one of you for what you do. Amen.
Amen.
I
love you.
Amen.
Love you, Ben.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of the praise, the honor, and the glory. All the lines are open. We have something. We have a prayer request. Hallelujah, God. And we'll get the prayer request, and we'll continue on in this hour. Oh, yeah. That prayer, praise of the ministry. Hallelujah, God. It's on my heart to just worship, you know, the Lord for what he's doing. The old song said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. Said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Brought me out of darkness in this marvelous night. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lines open.
Good morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good morning. This is Yvonne, and I'm listening.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila, and I do have a prayer request for myself. Pastor Dolly, I'm grateful everything is okay. God, not unto death. I ask for prayer. I've been like this since 2001. I'm diagnosed with chronic pain. And if y'all ever saw that movie with Drew Barrymore, The 50 Dates, how she forgot her memory and all? Well, I do the same thing every day so that I can get the movement. You know, I take an essence off there like after one, I'm gonna say about four. But I've been walking since October 11th because the sun, it went down and it's not as hot as it used to be. In the summertime, I could just sit out in it and let the bones get what it needs. You know, it's truly my vitamin C, D, and everything. And I just need y'all to continue in praying my strength in the Lord. Because listening to Pastor Darlene, she talked about her wrist. Like I said, I do what I do because of the toes, the ankles, the knees, the thighs, the whole body, even from the down on my head. But I just thank God for y'all, and I really need y'all prayers because sometimes I just get so frustrated just to know I got to stretch, just to know I need to walk, just to know I need to try to bend over. And I'm just so amazing because, you know, like this week things I was able to do without leaning, like putting on my undergarments, I was amazed just to see myself. You know, I concentrated, but I actually did it without leaning on the bed or the dresser or the doorknob. I know things are truly getting better, but I just pray as the weather continues on changing that I don't give up when which, you know, because if I do, I can't move. And I want that. I love to get around. I love to do things, and I love helping people. So if y'all could just pray my strength in the Lord as far as they diagnose me with chronic pain. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. We're still to be praying. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is Gladys.
We have another request.
Yes. Good morning. Thanks. This is Gladys. Sister Gladys, just thanking God. Just want to just give thanks on yesterday. I called in because I lost my wallet with everything in it. So I got to try to get everything back, but I'm just trusting, believing God that they at least turn my my driver's license back. But I'm just thanking God that, you know, the Holy Spirit will have, you know, just have somebody just to return my wallet and stuff. However, you know, so I'm just trusting and believing God in that. And prayer for my family. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Sister Glass, you said they returned your license to you?
Sir?
You said you got, you have
now,
a, you're able to get your license?
She said she wants to return the license, whoever has it. She hasn't received it yet, but that's what she's desiring. If they don't return it, at least get her license back.
Okay, we believe God for that. Amen. Amen. You don't have your driver's license, they want to know, do you know who your great-great-great-grandmother maiden name was? If they don't return that license, it's kind of hard. But we're going to pray because God is a miracle-working God. Amen. We have someone else have a prayer request. Hallelujah to God.
Yes. Yes. Good morning. Yes, good morning. This is Linda Davis. I'm asking for prayer.
Amen. Certainly hold you up in prayer, Linda. All right, you have another?
Yes, praying for Sister Roberta Darius and Sister Horsley. Praying for Sister Roberta Darius and her healing. Her healing.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we're praying for all families that are going through a time of bereavement right now. The Hammond family had a brother-in-law that passed about a week or two ago. We're praying for the strength of the family there. And everyone that's gone through time and situation for marriages and everything. Okay, we need a few people there. Hallelujah to God. We're close to the top of the hour. We're on into this last quarter here. Amen. And we want to be mindful of the prayer. I can't see who's able to pray. Do you see? We want to do the prayer request. We need about this a 5 or 7 minute prayer from someone. Anyone feeling it this morning? Like you can see on the board, Pastor Darlene. I was.
Well, maybe we have a volunteer this morning. Anybody volunteer to pray this morning?
Okay. Good. All right. So, okay, I guess I have to pray again.
Well, let me just ask, Sister Mary, are you available?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and pray. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you this morning. God.
Yes, ma'am.
So perfect, Lord. My God, in all our ways, acknowledge you, Lord, and you direct our steps. You're very God, we all thank you, Lord. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command, Lord. My mother used to say, Lord, that you rule and you super rule, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for your rulership, for your kingdom. Your kingdom has come, and your will is being done, oh God, in this earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, today that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us, oh God, even into the ends of the earth, oh God. We just praise you this morning, oh God, for your kindness towards men, oh God, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for hanging on the cross and all the pain and the shame, and you did it once for all of us, and because of your victory, we have the victory. So we thank you, Lord, for victory today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you, Lord, today that we have the authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for just taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We thank you, Lord, today for Apostle Horsley's ministry, oh God, and the Unquenchable Fire Ministries, oh God, and any other ministry that is located in our presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you bless each one. Sister Gladys's ministry, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for just everything that you're doing, oh God. It's just so perfect, Lord, and even though sometimes we may not understand everything, oh God, but we know that your thoughts are not our thoughts, and our thoughts are not yours, oh God. So we praise you, God, today because you're the one and only wise God. So, Lord, even today, I ask you to help me to have wisdom, oh God, on how to help these children, oh God, for the kids, oh God, that I'm taking care of, oh Father. I know, God, today that you can help me as I go through this day, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Jamila and Ben back from Costa Rica safely, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today that you cover the plane, the pilot, oh God, and that everything will work out for them as they travel, Lord. The angels of God will be there for them, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, today for our sister Sheila, oh God, as you remove the pain and help her with the movement in her body, oh God, every part, oh God, every stiff part, oh God, everything that she needs, oh God, you're there to help her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, healing spirit, take over her body, Lord, take over every limb, oh God, every joint, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the healing take place completely and absolutely, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As she stretches, oh God, let it be a blessing to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, as she soaks up the sun, the vitamin D, and all the things that the sun gives, Lord, the warmth, oh God, we just praise you, God, today for blessing her abundantly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for a supernatural miracle for Sister Gladys and returning of her wallet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we just praise you, God, today because that which was lost shall be found in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for just somebody being kind and honest, oh God, to bring forth and to return the wallet, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. You know where it is, God, and you know how to restore it to her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for our sister Linda, oh God, that you touch her body, heal her mind, oh God, heal her everything, oh God, her finances, oh God. We know, God, today that we can call on you and you answer and show great and mighty things, oh God. So show Linda great and mighty things, oh God, that she will have faith to believe, oh God, to go out and receive all that you have for her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name. We pray for doors to be open for her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the doors be open that she will be able to walk through and receive what she needs in this hour, God, even a job, God. Help her to find that job that she desires, God, something that will be very pay really good money for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just praise you, God, today for Sister Roberta, oh God, this mighty woman of God who has taught so many people, oh God, and done wonderful things, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for healing her body today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We decree and declare every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, and every artery, oh God, is being healed in her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth, oh God. So we decree and declare healing for our sister Roberta, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. Lord, we do pray for the Hammond family, oh God. We pray for the Bowden family, oh God. We pray for the Richardson family, oh God. There are those, oh God, who have lost loved ones, oh God, and some are still grieving, oh God, and sometimes it hurts deep, oh God. But we know, God, today that those who are still alive and well, Lord, they can just look to you, Father. You're the giver of peace, God. Where there was crying, oh God, let there be joy today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and with joy we draw water, my God, from the wells of salvation. So let the joy come today, oh God, to these families, oh God. Let them realize and recognize that at some point all of us are going to have to leave this earth realm, and we must come before the judgment seat of Christ and answer to everything we've done in our bodies, oh God. So those who are still here, if they're not saved, oh God, we pray for salvation for each and every one, and salvation for every family member who is connected to those who are here today, oh God, and those who come, Lord. All of our family members are not saved, so we pray for the spirit of salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Roderick in particular, oh God, touch his mind, his heart, his inside of his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remove the desire for drugs, and Tony also, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh God, as they continue this life, oh God, that they will look to Jesus for what they need in their lives, all the voids that are there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we do pray for marriages this morning, oh God, that you heal the different things that are happening, oh God. Some of these marriages are just so crazy, oh God. Some of them are fighting one another. The husbands are beating the wives, and the wives are fighting the husbands, God. Some of that stuff happens, Lord. People throwing dishes across the room, oh God, and breaking up things in the house, God, just destroying their own palace, Lord. We pray, God, today that they realize and recognize they need Jesus. They need Jesus to help them along the way, God. So every discontentment, oh God, we just bind it up, oh God. We pray that the children will obey their parents in the Lord, because this is right, and this is the commandment of promise, oh God. So we pray, God, today that these children will learn, oh God, to honor their moms and dads, that their days will be long upon the earth, oh God, and they will be honorable even in the classrooms, oh God. We just thank you for that this morning. We praise your name, God, because you're doing great things. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing our sister Marie's knees, oh God. Thank you for healing our sister Lois's hand, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for anybody who has an ailment, oh God, Apostle Horsley, what may be going on in his body, Lord, that you deliver him, you heal him, God, in the name of Jesus. If anybody, oh God, Sister Gladys, oh God, Sister Lynn, Lord, Sister Glenda, Lord, Sister Marie, God, Sister Grace, God, Sister Teresa, God, Pastor Scholastico, oh God, Sister Yvonne, God, Sister Chris, God, Sister Sheila, God, and Sister Mary, oh God, if there's anything in our bodies, oh God, that need to be healed, we thank you, Lord, for restoring those things that Queen lost when she lost her car, God, and just give her peace of mind, oh God. Help her to just be stable once again, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the restorer, oh God. You're the one who gives her favor, Lord, as she reaches out, oh God, to find out how to restore that car that she lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you cover my mind, my heart, my spirit, oh God, and help me to keep my eyes on you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We will all keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord Jesus, we just praise you this morning. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are doing such a wonderful thing, and you're always going to do wonderful things for us, oh God. Lord, even though we may have trials, oh God, those trials are a test for us, oh God, to see if we will look to you, oh God. See if we will just continue to trust in you, God. So we thank you, Lord, today, for we will trust in the Lord with all that we have, oh God. We just praise your name, God. And Lord, as I prepare to minister on Sunday, I pray that you help me to speak your word, oh God, instant in season and out of season, and that those who will be there will hear what thus said the Lord and rise up in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as we're at the top of the hour, we're going to make our declarations, and I decree this morning that we cover and seal all the prayers that have gone forth with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender, because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we resist the devil, yes, and he flees from us. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. That is the word. Hallelujah. Jesus, I decree that our families are blessed, and we are blessed and highly favored by God. Amen. I decree that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord, and we are the lender and not the borrower. And I hope that each and every one remembers that the Lord wants us to be the lender and not the borrower, so we can get rid of every bill, everything that we owe, completely annihilated as we work towards having zero balance owing to anybody, because the Lord wants it that way. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds' feet, and he makes us to walk upon those high places. And as we go, we remember that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and thank you for loving me back. And we will come back tomorrow and see what God has for us and what we have for him. Have a great day. I love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.